One of the things we do when we're in a city that has agencies for the blind is we try to invite the highest ranking person we can get. So I thought we'd get the CEO this time, unless that's not your title, Chris. It is, okay. NABBA, by the way, does not have a certificate. I forgot the number right now. What? 14C. Right. They pay above minimum wage to everybody. I think it was some time ago you got rid of it, Chris, wasn't it? Yeah. So they are a major rehab and manufacturing agency here in Albany, and they are also a gold sponsor, which means $1,000. Thank you. I thank you for the gold sponsorship, but I also thank you for not having 14C, and I thank you for being here for all the years you're here in Albany, Chris, and you're one of the guys who gets it. So let me put him on for whatever he cares to say from NABBA, Chris Burke.
I'm not embarrassed at all now, no. That helped a lot. That was a first. Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here and inviting me, letting me to come. And I got the message, be short. It's not easy, but I'll be as quick as I can. I get an extra couple of minutes? Thank you. We're thrilled to be here. Microphone's not working? How's that? All right. Again, thank you for having me here. We appreciate the opportunity to be a sponsor. We do it every time you're in Albany. We want to keep the relationship as close as we possibly can and keep the information flowing. And Carl asked me to talk a little bit about NABBA, what we're up to now, and what plans we have going forward. For those of you who don't know, we are the service provider for 14 counties up and down eastern New York, so a pretty large territory. We're running around all over the place. Areas that we're strong or growing in is we're doing a lot of vision screening and daycare centers, and we're trying to expand the breadth of services we provide, especially in the employment world. We start with kids that are 18 months for vision screening, and about a month ago, we had our oldest client ever referred to us. A lady came to us, she's 108 years old.
She wants to learn Braille.
Isn't that great? I can't teach anybody anything, Carl, you know. Whatever she needs, she's going to get. But we're thrilled that we're still staying in touch with people, that people are staying in their homes, living longer, all the rest. So the full breadth of services we're out there to do and continue to grow. Our manufacturing operation is down a little bit, but I want to talk about that in a second, what things we're doing to go in that direction. But the number of people that we're working with, the number of people we're seeing are growing. The outreach, the information we're getting out there is all growing. We offer some technology, we call them tech fairs, where we get the vendors, CTEC and some of the other folks that were mentioned earlier together, and we get out, get some doctors in, and we hold these tech fairs, provide information, and let people see the latest and greatest technologies out there, and they're growing. The people coming to these fairs are growing, and we're holding more of them during the year, which is great. Our youth programming, I want to talk about that for just a second. A few years ago, we started youth programming. It's growing. It's doing great. Kids 8 years of age to 12 is one group, and then 13 to 18 is another group. And they do fun things, and they do rehab work that they might need. But a lot of what we're doing with this program is just having activities or working on things that anybody else would. We're trying to give everybody the same experience. But we're also trying to create well-rounded kids and well-rounded individuals, because ultimately, we're working close with the kids and youth and young adults. We know more about them. We're going to do a better job. And the end result, which I'm getting to, is when it's time to go off to college or get a job, we're doing a much better job. The quality of the placements and the number of placements are going up. So that's wonderful. So I'll give you a quick example. This morning, we have a group of kids in. And they're making, I don't even know what you call them. They're taking two blankets, fleece blankets, they lay them over each other, they cut the edges and tie them. What's the name? What are they? Tie blankets. So they're making Thai blankets, and they're going to package them, fold them all up, package them, and donate them to the City Mission for homeless families for kids for the holidays. What does that have to do with being blind? Nothing. What does it have to do with being a good citizen, a conscientious citizen, and a better member of society? Everything. So guess what? When they're going for their interviews, when they're talking to kids in schools, when they're doing anything else in their lives, they've got that experience to be able to talk about. So that is proving itself over and over with socialization, with academic performance, and with jobs to be great. When I first got to NABBA, it's nothing to do with me, but when I first got to NABBA, a lot of WET, the short-term job placement, we only had a couple of employers. But now that we know the kids, now that we're working with people more, we've got a longer list of employees. And I just want to read a couple to you. A library, Albany Public Library, Memorial Library, Adams Power Supply, TJ Maxx, L.L. Bean, Locust Grove, Veterinary Hospital, Firemen's Association, other nonprofits, et cetera, et cetera. Daycare centers, adult living centers. You know, again, just a breadth and variety. So that's something we're doing a much better job at, I think, at NABBA. So for what it's worth, that's a wonderful thing that we're doing at NABBA. So going forward, our outreach, number of people we're seeing, the full breadth, 18 months to 108, plus our success in job placement youth, is all great. Our manufacturing operation is down a little bit. For those of you who don't know, we run a textile operation. We make reflective safety vests and protective coveralls and parts of uniforms under the Ability One program and the New York Preferred Source program. As Carl mentioned, minimum wage are better, full benefits, the same benefits I get, everybody gets. It's tougher and tougher to compete in the textile world. We have to compete with China. So let's rethink what we're doing. Some folks that have been here before have heard me talk about our efforts to develop a call center. We finally have a small call center in place to raise the money to put that in place. And we're doing document imaging and scanning. We just got approved for that. We're doing order fulfillment and warehousing. We're supplying New York City Housing Authority with uniforms now. You know, what can we do to diversify and do more things and create more jobs? And we're also looking at where we're setting up and how NABBA looks to the rest of the world. So as we take on new opportunities like the call center, we're not locating that with our manufacturing operation. Right? Manufacturing has to be all together because it's a process. Right? Raw material, work in process, all the way through. So that's all contained in one area. The call center is down the hall from me on the fourth floor. The document imaging is next to the business office on the second floor. Fulfillment's going to be up on the fourth floor with me. So we're going to get at that issue of, you know, keeping employees separated in our facility. They're not. They're going to be all throughout NABBA. So we're hoping that by going after some service opportunities, some different customers, we're going to be able to create more jobs, generate a little more revenue, which would be great. And we're starting to talk less about minimum wage and more about a working or livable wage at NABBA and across New York State, too. So that is our goal, to try and diversify what we do, be better at the quality and quantity of the services we're providing out there, and just create more opportunities. And it's through partnerships with organizations like NFB and other service delivery folks in our territory. We can't do it alone. With a territory as large as we are, we need the local, I don't know, pick them, YMCA or somebody to know about our programs and advocate and make sure people know our programs and to hire our folks. So job placement's up, manufacturing's down, but it'll come back around, but our service across the area is up and getting better. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here. When I was here last time, I got a lot of questions. So I'm trying to be quick so we have time for some questions. Is that all right?
We do.
You're the boss.
Yeah.
Would anybody like to ask me something or bring something up?
Question? Okay, Heather.
Is that Heather? Okay, somebody get Heather a mic. Oh, it's coming.
You can't have my mic.
No, you can't have his or mine. Jim knows what side his bread's built on.
So I would not ask, I guess challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, with the kids,
yes,
making blankets is cool. How about get them ready, prep them for it, and take them to a soup kitchen to serve food? make them work with Habitat for Humanity and teach them how to swing a hammer. Also, if you want to start up a call center, we have no objection to call centers. I would urge you, reach out to NFB, reach out to CBVH. Please, 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 please don't do what ABVI does. When you bring in a contract, don't bring it in unless it's accessible. Well, ABVI's mantra seems to be, we'll bring it in, see if we like it, and then we'll make it accessible. Be the better agency and get it accessible before it's up and running. Please and thank you.
Thank you, Heather. This is great. Yes, about getting the kids involved. I have a great story. The local community gardens is called Capital Roots, and we go and we volunteer at Capital Roots in their gardens with the kids. So we gotta, you know, dig in the garden and pull weeds and all that stuff. And it's very funny because that's really hard work, number one. And number two, they come back filthy and their parents are wondering what's going on. We volunteer regularly at the Regional Food Bank. The headquarters of the Regional Food Bank is here in Albany. It's actually on the other side of the airport. Huge operation. You can go there anytime and say, hi, I've got a couple hours. What is there for me to do? So we take the kids in there to do that as well. Yeah, no, it's great. Not only is it great because we upset the parents, but it's great because we're creating well-rounded. It's the same thing that my kids need to be doing, that Emily's kids need to be doing. You've got to get them ready for the next step. And you can get them ready for the next step by volunteering, by going and doing those things. And we do that. As far as the call center, folks that have heard me talk about it ad nauseum, I'm not taking any debt to do that call center. We raised the money for it. We raised the money for it because I don't want any pressure to have to get into a contract or get into an arrangement where I have to deliver the service. It's not what it's about. It's about creating jobs that are appropriate jobs. So it's small. I mean, ABVI is a large operation, so that brings different, you know, obstacles or different challenges to them. We've got 8 seats. We've got capacity for 15 seats. I'm talking to a president of a private sector company. They do solar farms. You've heard of solar farms? And we're actually going to go out to Rochester in 2 weeks to take a look at their operation. But we're doing it, my point is, we're doing it very internally so we can do it correctly. You know, when you sign on to a contract, you have to start delivering right away. And sometimes you create a situation where it's not accessible or it's not the right mix or you don't have the right employees to do it. So we're trying to be very careful about that. And some of that is learning from what's happened in other agencies. Thank you.
Other questions?
One isn't enough.
Other questions for Chris? Ed, go ahead.
Microphone's coming.
Hi. Thank you so much for answering our questions. How do you react to the minimum wage going up? I know I'm a small business as well, and we could, you know, have a hard time reaching these minimum wages depending on how many employees we have. So how are you dealing with that one?
Very good question. It's not easy, right? It's built in. We have to do it, and it's an expense. And the conversations, because we're here in Albany, I do spend a fair amount of time going down. I'm not allowed to say lobbying. Is Brian here? Brian, I don't lobby. I only educate, Brian. I only educate. But our conversation has been around, this is great, we're going to raise the minimum wage. We want people to make more money. That's great. But you've got to consider that when you're awarding contracts. Don't turn around and award a contract to someone out of state because it's cheaper when your mandate is to increase wages here in New York. And we're actively having those conversations with the New York State Office of General Services on the preferred source side, right? But on the non-preferred source side, the only way we're able to do it, really, is to partner with other companies. So I mentioned scanning. We got to partner with the scanning company because we have to take advantage of the volume and the other work that they do and build that in because it's going to be more expensive if we do it here or Tennessee. No denying, it's a big challenge, and I don't have a clear answer to it because it comes along and we just add it in. It cuts our margins, which means we got less money to support rehab. I mean, all these things are all connected. It's tough. And for small businesses that don't have what I have, the partnerships and some volume, it's going to be really hard. And I don't know what we're going to do about it. And it's coming, right? We're only halfway through. Right, it's going to keep going up.
Chris, you just reminded me of a bugaboo of mine, Brian. I'll just mention it with half of my tongue on my cheek. If you in the state of New York are allowed to award out-of-state contracts because they're cheaper or for whatever reason, then why the hell can't we get out-of-state travel to come to conventions like in Orlando? I just said it.
I know, Brian
can't answer the question. This is not a question directed at Brian. It's just a general statement about my frustration with the New York State bureaucracy.
All I can say is we're bringing things to their attention to deal with, and we're doing it as partners the best we possibly can. Because on one hand, we appreciate the opportunity to be able to have contracts and do work, but they need to know what the difficulties are in carrying them out. So we're trying to keep it a conversation and not throw rocks at the folks of the state.
I didn't throw any rocks at
you. No, I've been.
You don't throw rocks at your friends.
That's right.
Anybody else? Maura, go ahead. When you get a mic, that is.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to know if there's a discussion among leaders in our community, so I include the speaker and everybody else, about the word rehab as it's used in terms of, working with blind folks on developing skills. I just wonder if that's discussed, if we could rebrand that. I mean, I don't know if it's accurate, because it sounds to me like something that happens more when maybe somebody has become blind later in life. Maybe it's appropriate in that sense, but I think it has a little bit, it just feels pejorative. And
I agree with you. It's an old term, and it trips me up. I don't have a background in blindness field, and I'm talking about, depending on who I'm talking about, when I'm talking about rehab, the thing I'm talking about, someone got a surgery who's got to go to a rehab center to get back into their job. So it's confusing as a message to begin with.
Yeah.
And we do many things. I don't say rehab when I'm talking about job placement. I don't say rehab when we're talking about our technology services. We hold classes at NABBA where we train people how to use Apple devices. It's like, well, we don't call that rehab. We're running a class. And if you're not blind, you got to pay me $20 to be there. So you're absolutely right. But have we had any conversation? I've not been aware of any conversations where, we're talking about we should be changing that. The commission changed their name a few years ago, and I think that was absolutely appropriate. And maybe we should be having that conversation. Because it doesn't work. It's pejorative, like you said, I agree. But also doesn't work when you're communicating what you do out there. It just doesn't.
It's not accurate. Yeah.
I guess just to follow up what Maura said, let's not spend too much time talking wordsmith this thing. Let's get busy doing it.
Agreed. Agreed.
Well, I'll take one more question, then we'll need to move on.
He always cuts
me off. If we have one more.
Do people know I was your paper boy? Do they know that?
My paper boy? Right, exactly. And you used to throw it on the roof. Anybody else?
One more question. In the back, yes.
In the back. They didn't ask for my recognition. They must have asked for yours. With the hand up.
Yep.
Are you going to hold, all right, as long as you hold your hand up there, I'll never recognize you. Name? Who's seeking the floor?
Maria.
Maria, there you go.
Hi. I just wanted to ask, you mentioned before that you said you thought the manufacturing would come back. Could you elaborate a little bit more about that?
Well, so the manufacturing we do is under the state, it's for the state and federal government, right? We all know the industries program, or preferred source program, all those. So it goes up and down as budgets go up and down, as priorities go up and down. So when you have a change of administration like we've just had in the federal government, it slows things down. They will typically, the public sector customers, especially the large ones like the Department of Defense and others, they ramp up, but then they shut it down. They never tell you that. So all of a sudden, we don't get orders. But we've already been told by the Department of Defense to expect an increase in the products that we provide them. The fact that the New York City subway system is falling apart is going to be good for business because we make vests for the MTA and their contractors. As funny as that is to say, funny and not funny, but
the work on that infrastructure means more.
Yes, so they have to wear our vests. So, following the news, getting the signals we're getting from some of our customers, we think it's coming back. But even though we think that's coming back, it's not where we want to be long term. We've been making reflective safety vests for probably 30 years. I think it's great, it's wonderful, it creates jobs, all the rest. These are old product lines. We've got to get into new things. And we've got to find out what they need, what they're buying, and what we can do. And that's why we're trying to get into service and technology-based commodities for not only the public sector, but also the private sector if we can. So we've gotten some indications coming back. We're reading the newspaper, know that they're going to need our products, so that's what we're going on as far as it coming back. Because right now, you know, we've had to lay people off, we've had to cut hours, you know, all those things that a manufacturer does. And as soon as they come back, they go back up. And we're already increasing people's hours, so we see it coming back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I want to thank you for being who you are and for leading NABBA in the right direction.
Thank you, Carl.
And thank you
My
for
pleasure.
Being with us again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
And thanks again for being a gold sponsor. By the way, you sponsor us gold even when we're not in Albany.
I'm happy to do it. I just hope I'm sponsoring the happy hour. Is that what I'm...
Sure, hang around. Hang around. You got kids at home.
Yeah. No, I'm going to stay for a little while.
Okay, sure. Okay. Stay as long as you want.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Go up, prize, ladies. Go.